Folks, this means war. We're going to be talking about Apple's announcement that's coming today about how they're going to run their video streaming service that's designed to take on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and others. And while we talk about that, this issue is brought to you by Stanford University. We're going to talk about developing for iOS, and then we're going to get into the hot and heavy battle that's going to be this year, and it's the online streaming wars, all coming up next.
Welcome to Tech MOOC. What's MOOC? Massive Open Online Courses. And this podcast will give you a massive dose of tech and business savvy. MOOCs from Harvard, MIT, Cambridge, and every major university around the globe are the way to stay ahead of the business curve. Your host for this program is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the internet pioneer who created Scan to Connect and Scan Commerce. You know, while you're able to scan codes with your mobile device and get information. So, let's get started. Here's Jovan.
Today is a big day, folks. Today is the day that Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, is going to face the cameras and talk about Apple's new video streaming service. Now, you say, well, what's new? We've been hearing about this forever. Well, supposedly today is the day in a huge streamed event where they've been playing old footage of Steve Jobs at the Steve Jobs Theater giving rah-rah speeches from Apple in the past to get people wound up because they are ready to hear, eager to hear, the details of the company's new ventures. Now, these new ventures are about Apple's video streaming service that's designed specifically to take on competitors like Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and Hulu. It's going to be a subscription service that the company hopes will not only make Apple the new video streaming powerhouse, but will usher in Apple News. Yes, you can watch this today. Check out, just Google, if you will, Apple CEO Tim Cook's Showtime event for today. It's starting at 1 p.m. in New York, San Francisco, 10 a.m., London, 5 p.m., Berlin, 6 p.m., Moscow, 8 p.m., New Delhi at 10:30 p.m., Beijing, 1 a.m., that would be tomorrow, Tokyo 2 a.m. tomorrow, and Melbourne 4 a.m. The 26th. Those are the difference in the time. You can watch the live event for this announcement. Now, what is it going to be? It's going to be talking about the new streaming service that's being launched by Apple to compete. What you should know is just like Netflix and others have had huge hits with original content, they are giving the networks a run for their money. They are giving the studios a run for their money. In fact, you're watching possibly the crumbling of the studio system as we've known it. It used to be under control of a few select studios, and now it's expanding broader and broader. That's proving if you've got the money to hire the directors, the producers, and talent, well, as a company, you can put it out too. Now, Apple's original TV shows are not going to be free, but for $9.99, you can also add HBO, Stars, and Showtime. There was a lengthy report from the Wall Street Journal that the company has been negotiating with premium channels, HBO, Showtime, Stars, to offer a standardized $9.99 monthly subscription, which of course will beat the hell out of your cable plan. And they're wanting to charge $9.99 for its news service. What's still up in the air is there going to be an access charge for original content, which was supposed to be free for Apple users. And that's what everybody's waiting with bated breath to find out today. Now, on the street, people are saying that this new Apple TV app, this new streaming service, is designed to be the Netflix killer. And it is designed the way that people want to get HBO, Showtime, and Stars, and other stuff. Now, we don't really know if what the charges are going to be. So it's a discount from what subscribe with your cable companies, right? They charge, I think, $15 for Showtime or HBO, $10.99 for Showtime, and $8.99 a month for Stars. And so if they put all these together, it's going to be one hell of a package, and it will certainly set up the streaming wars. That's the announcement. The streaming wars that are sure to play out this year. Hang tight, I'll be right back, and I will tell you who's involved in these streaming wars and what's at stake right after this.
How Hang tight, Tech MOOC will be right back.
Oh man, the 90s. So cool. Remember this banging tune? Jump on the tram, catch it up. Grab a sandwich, chomp it. My nan, she plays the trumpet.
We can't totally recall the 90s. Like if you had PPI and a loan, credit card or mortgage, for example. Luckily, we don't have to. Many PPI providers now have online checking tools. Search FCA PPI for more info.
Do it now!
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We're back. Here's Jovan with Tech MOOC.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about the streaming wars that are definitely going to be happening, starting firing up in the trenches, the huge all-out war of the world over streaming. Who is going to win? It's a hot topic. Nobody really knows, but the big companies are dropping down the huge dollars to battle it. Is it Netflix? Is it Apple? Is it Hulu? Is it HBO? Who is going to win it? Well, before we get into the war that's developing, that's going to be played out this year, let's talk about developing iOS 10 apps. Yes, developing iOS 10 apps with Swift. That's our MOOC today. It's brought to us by Stanford University. Now, this one is a huge in-depth course. There's 49 individual learning modules for this course, and it teaches you the tools and APIs required to build applications for iPhone and iPad platforms using the iOS SDK. And, you know, the user interface designed for mobile devices and unique user interactions with multi-touch technology, that's where this headed. That's part of this streaming war. You want to catch people on their mobile devices because they're walking around with them all the time. You want to be able to give them content any way and any place they need it. And so this course is designed for object-oriented design using model, view, controller, paradigm, memory management, Swift programming language, and the other topics include like object-oriented database API, animation, mobile device power management, multi-threading, networking, and performance considerations. Now, this particular one does have a prerequisite that you at least understand C language and object-oriented programming and have some experience before you start this course, but 49 individual modules of learning here. You know what's the best part about this course from Stanford University? It is absolutely free. Yes, Stanford put this out there. You can find it on iTunes, especially if you're a Apple aficionado. It's called Developing iOS 10 Apps with Swift. Just Google it. Developing iOS 10 Apps with Swift. That's our MOOC for today, brought to you by Stanford University. And that one's a good one because it is absolutely free. Now let's talk about this streaming wars. It's going to get real in 2019. We're here. It's coming up. You know, I have to laugh. I talk about Netflix. If you go back in time when Netflix came to Blockbuster Video in Dallas, Texas and said, hey, look, we think we could partner and do this together. The CEO of Blockbuster at the time told Netflix, oh, go away. Nobody's going to stream. It's not going to happen. Well, Netflix kept on knocking on the Blockbuster Video doors and says, guys, you don't understand. This is going to replace what's going on in your Blockbuster stores. And they even tried to give Blockbuster 50% of their business to do it under a partnership. And that CEO has never lived it down. Why? Because Netflix won, Blockbuster shuttered up and has totally gone away. Now, as a result of that, Netflix has kind of had it easy, right? They've enjoyed explosive growth over the last few years, but they've had, at the same time with explosive growth, an exploding content budget. They've truly become a studio, a major studio. Now, heretofore, they haven't had a lot of serious competition. Of course, Amazon streaming service is the closest competitor, but instead of spending its money on original content, Amazon basically pales compared to Netflix content. The closest competitors, Hulu and HBO. Now, they have been trying to evolve in this marketplace, but those two, specifically Hulu and HBO, they're hamstrung by their legacy business models. What are legacy business models? Trying to get away from what they used to charge to get over into this new business. Well, that's what's going on right now. That's why the battlefield is being fought right now. 2019 played out right before our eyes, starts with the Apple announcement today, because this is where everybody's jumping off point for these big media mergers and acquisitions finally begin to come to fruition. You know, Disney will soon launch its Disney Plus service, and AT&T will launch a streaming service using the assets from its Time Warner acquisition. Even look at it, you know, Marvel's pulling away too. If you notice that on your Netflix and other things, Marvel has kind of been not findable, or they've segmented out into a Marvel-only group. Why is that? Because Marvel's calling in all of its movies, wanting to do its own streaming service. And so what's going on with all these acquisitions, and what you're going to see by the end of this year, starting into next year, is everything is going to change, because Netflix has showed that it can operate an environment much like the early years of TV, where there at the time were only a couple of broadcast networks, and so they had a monopoly of viewership. Well, that's what's changing right now. For the first time in history, Netflix now is not going to be the only game in town, and they are going to go up head to head with some competitors and have an arsenal of original content to match its own. I've seen it, folks, as I go have meetings in Los Angeles, New York, etc. Invariably, people are peeling off Disney, ABC, CBS executives. I talk to the executives all the time, and they're being brought into these other companies to try to figure out both television, movies, and streaming. It's all being mashed together into one type of company. It's the consolidation, just like your phone bill, your cellular bill, and your content bill, and your internet bill. Well, this is the newest matchup and mashup of what's going on, and it's going to be about economies of scale. What I mean by economies of scale are they going to be able to put money in and make money out? And what's going to happen is Netflix is eventually going to have to raise its prices, or it's going to have to decrease its spending on content, which means this is the year that Netflix defensibility will actually be tested. Now, they're not going to shrink any of their content anytime soon, beside the fact that they've spent billions on original content. You know, Netflix originals only makes up about 8% of Netflix content library. But if you look at content from Comcast, Disney, Warner Media, well, that currently accounts for 20%. The same people that they've built 20% of their business on are going to go into the business head-to-head competing with them. Now, what's happened is some of the productions and projections have shown that Netflix content spend has been increasing to $20 billion now, over 2018's number, which was only about $12 to $13 billion. This means that Netflix is caught between the crosshairs, meaning it doesn't really want to raise its prices meaningfully because the other guys are going to come in lower than them. See, Netflix is often lumped in with platforms like Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Google, operating in other people's networks. Netflix is a linear content business, and all of a sudden, it has no moat protecting it. That is the battle that's going to play out before our very eyes this year. It's all about the year of the streaming wars. We'll see you next time on Tech MOOC.
Thanks for being with us here on Tech MOOC. You can find each episode using hashtag TechMOOC or search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Until next time.